This is a very busy time of the year for the Joyce Association, because within Joyce's works, January features, as does other times of the year. Niamh O'Brien is here with me. Niamh is with the Joyce Association of Ottawa. Niamh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hi, Austin.
And as I said, you have stuff coming up. But before we talk about what's coming up, busy year last year for the Joyce Association.
Oh, what a year we had last year for the Joyce Association. Last year, we had an amazing showing of one of Joyce's big works for this time of the year, The Dead. We had a great turkey dinner for everyone and great excerpts from the great story of The Dead on the Epiphany. And we did it a little later in the year, but it was wonderful. Yeah, and it was a sold-out event. And great music. It was a great turnout. And we're hoping that this year we'll be able to recreate it as well.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But that was the start of the year. But as the year progressed, you managed to achieve a lot.
Yes, we did a lot of different events. We continued our Dubliners reading series in the pub. And then actually, one of the most exciting moments for the Joyce Association members, we went to the Aras an Uachtaráin, the President's House in Ireland, and we met Michael D. for Bloomsday itself. So we enjoyed our Bloomsday in Ireland with all of the amazing artists and actors who really wanted to showcase their love of Joyce that day.
And that was a Bloomsday event organized at Aras an Uachtaráin. So it wasn't just that you happened to be there, but it was a specific celebration of Bloomsday at the Aras.
Yes, yes, it was. He put on a tea party for the event, and it was just an incredible experience. It was his last Bloomsday tea party, so I think it really went out with a bang that time. And it was incredible. They had wonderful actors. They had amazing food, music. And, of course, Michael D. did do an incredible speech that really did move all of us Canadians to tears. It was incredible to meet him and hear him speak.
While you were in Dublin, I'm assuming you managed to take in some of the other Joyce high points.
Yes, yes. We got to go around the city and follow some of the footsteps. I think some people were able to get up a little bit earlier than me and start the day right where Joyce started it at the tower. But, of course, I didn't get up that early, but many of our team members did. But we did make it around and we followed. And what was really amazing was walking down the street, seeing the amount of people dressed in their straw hats, dressed in their bowler hats, saying the lines from the story of Ulysses and meeting on the streets. And then when we did get right down to the city center, it was packed with people who were just reciting lines as they were going. It was an incredible, incredible experience. I would encourage anyone who is a Joycean enthusiast or someone who is curious of Joyce, to check that out. It was an incredible, incredible day.
So after a high point like that in the middle of the year, I know the rest of the year is somewhat of an anticlimax, but there was still a lot of activity.
Yeah, you know, I think everyone we lived up that hype for a long time, and now we are in a state of planning for our next year, and we were very excited with that energy from seeing what they were doing in Ireland. We really want to bring that back to Ottawa.
So then in the fall or the winter, did you have any other highlights?
I don't believe we actually had any shows in the fall.
Okay.
Yep, but we were definitely getting ready for the winter here to take on having some more events for our Dubliners reading series. We do plan on finishing up the Dubliners this year. I think that we'll be able to get through all of the stories this year. And then we have our big The Dead event coming up this
year. So talk to me about that.
Yes, so we are going to have Afternoon Tea in The Dead. So The Dead is the last story in The Dubliners by Joyce, and it culminates in the character Gabriel having a huge epiphany in his life, and it actually takes part on the day of the epiphany. So he goes to a party with his aunts, and he has a great time with his wife and his friends there, and during that time some things come to light that he learns about his wife, that he learns about society, and he ultimately learns about himself. So to celebrate this incredible piece of literature, we will be hosting an event called Afternoon Tea and the Dead at St. Bridget Center on January 17th at 2 p.m. So what we will have is tea and a show. So we'll have some tea sandwiches, we will have some tea, of course, some live music, and some readings from the dead. So you can expect to see readings like the famous final scene with Gabriel and Greta. You'll probably see the Miss Ivers girls. And of course, we can't do the dead without some of our old aunts' performances as well.
So you mentioned the date, and you mentioned the time, and you mentioned the location. So where can somebody, if they wish to go, do they need to get tickets in advance? And if they do, where should they be going?
Yes, please get your tickets in advance so we can make sure we have you all sorted on that day. You can get your tickets at the James Joyce Association of Ottawa on Eventbrite. There will be a link there. The tickets are $35. And again, there will be a link for Eventbrite for James Joyce Association, Afternoon Tea, and the Dead. You can also find it on our Facebook group page and on our Instagram page. You'll be able to find links to where to buy it. And if you can't find it that way, just reach out to us through our Facebook group, through our mailing list on the website, and we will certainly help you out.
And you mentioned about the reading and you were continuing on. When do the readings occur? Is it a regular and where?
Yes, so about once a month, we will be doing a show down at the Bridget's Well Center in the pub side. And it's we do different parts of the dead, the Dubliners, different stories. And we usually do those on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., usually the second Saturday of the month. So we keep looking at our pages, our Facebook, our Instagram, for more information about that. But one of the best ways to get a hold of us is to go onto our website. And on our website, you can put your email in and get email blasts of all our events as they're coming up, because this association is a very busy association, especially from January to June. We like to do a lot of events, and we'd love to see you all there.
If you're a newbie and you're not really that familiar with Joyce, are you going to walk in and find yourself surrounded with deeply immersed, educated scholars and feel yourself totally out of your depth?
You know, that's a very good question, Austin, because I think a lot of people are nervous around Joyce because he does have this idea that you have to be scholarly to enjoy him. But Joyce did write for the everyday person. He also wrote for the scholar. So what's great about Joyce is that the more you get into Joyce, the more you'll learn. But if you just go for the first time to listen, you'll get a lot out of the stories as well. And so come with us. Come to the Dubliner Reading Series. That's a very great way to get an introduction to the stories. And, of course, the Afternoon Tea and the Dead is also another way to tip your toes into Joyce, because there'll be, of course, tea, and that's just delicious. But also, people will be acting out the story, and that can help us really understand. There's also a narrator that we have who will help the newbie fully understand what Joyce is trying to say in this story.
Niamh, thanks so much for taking the time. Again, just throw out the website before we say goodbye.
James Joyce Association of Ottawa.
.com. Okay.
Let me just check. Sorry there. It is James Joyce Association of... .com. I was right.
Okay, good. Niamh O'Brien, Gramila Mila Margaret.
Thank you.